This is Dr. Minhas. So I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Emily Potter, EMILYPOTTER. Date of birth 12/23/1981. Date of appointment March 8, 2020. Requesting a physician Dana Galachi, DanaGallacci. Dear Dana Galachi, I have the pleasure of seeing Emily Potter today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in her care. As you know, she is 41-year-old, right-handed Caucasian woman who is having an intermittent headache. She was diagnosed in brain aneurysm in February 2019. MRI of the brain done. MRI of the brain also done. She was seen in Albany Medical Center as aneurysm was very small, so nothing was done. She had a recent MRI and MRA done on February 28, 2023. Shows 2 mm anterior communicating artery aneurysm. She is having a history of headache since 2019. It started after a miscarriage. Headache is daily, frontal and back of the head and neck and shoulders, at times sharp. She put some liquid which help her. Sometimes nausea, no vomiting. She developed diarrhea. She also having a photophobia, but no phonophobia. Sometimes dizziness and lightheadedness. She feels fuzzy during the headache if she bends over. Sleep does not help. Did not get good sleep anyway. She is getting clonazepam from union counseling. She was on Zoloft, but she stopped it due to the side effect. She tried ibuprofen, Tylenol. She prescribed propranolol 10 mg daily, but she did not start it. Past medical history. Diabetes mellitus, depression, anxiety, headache, past surgical history, C-section, cholecystectomy, allergy, no known drug allergy, medication, metformin, 500 mg, 3 tablet daily, wellbutrin, clonopin, propranolol. Social history, does not smoke cigarette, does not drink alcohol. She is stay home mom. She is married, live with the husband, have 3 children. Family history, mother alive with lupus and hypertension, father deceased, lung cancer, 2 brother alive and healthy. Review of the system, I personally read the journal, skin, metabolic, endocrine. Eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found out that she is having headache, lightheadedness, memory loss, depression, anxiety, joint pain, muscle pain, physical examination, blood pressure 130 over 85, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1-S2 regular in rate, and rhythm, abdomen soft, pulse on present. Next apple, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, synovitis, and edema. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3, speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria. Pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation, extraocular movement intact, there is no facial asymmetry. Tongue is in the midline, shoulder shrug, normal hearing is good on both sides, finger to nose, no dysmetria. There is no pronator drift, there is no rigidity, no tremor. Motor system examination is strength 5 or 5. Deep tender reflexes 2 or 4. Plantar responses are flexor. Sensory system examination reveal presence of pinprick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. Assessment and plan, 41-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number one, migraine. Number two, tension type headache. Number three, neck pain. Number four, shoulder pain. Number five, anxiety. Number six, depression. Number seven, aneurysm. 2 mm at the anterior communicating artery. Number seven, joint pain, muscle pain. Next paragraph. At this time, I would like to start the propranolol 10 milligram 1 PO 3 times daily for prevention of the migraine. He already had MRI of the brain and MRI of the head and neck on 2/28/2023, which shows 2 mm anterior communicating artery aneurysm. Her aneurysm is stable for the last 4 years. I would like to see her back in my office in 1 month. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.